So I've never done a ramble fap before, because usually when I masturbate I don't really say anything. It's usually I'm either being really quiet so my housemates don't hear me, or I'm just like really going for it and enjoying myself. So I was just trying to think of what I could talk about. It's probably going to be brief because I'm really turned on right now. This probably isn't going to last very long, but fuck it. And it's probably not going to be, I don't know how, I don't know. And I'm also not the kind of person that would just like randomly, like if I'm really into it, like say, oh, so, spank me, daddy, or anything like that. I don't really, and I don't want to make it sound forced. So I thought I'd talk about how I discovered GWA, which is, I'm sure, something really fun that everyone's extremely interested in. Last summer, a friend of mine who doesn't know about any of this kind of stuff, really, a friend of mine told me that there was a guy on Tumblr that would say sexy things in the voice of Loki from Thor, from the Avengers films. And I wasn't like a huge fan of Loki, but I thought, well, this sounds absolutely hilarious, I'll listen to it. So I did, and I actually really enjoyed them. Like, with friends listening to them, it was quite funny. Like, I just randomly play something, and he would say things that range from like really sweet things to like really like rough or really kind of sexual. So it was quite, the variety, and it was quite funny to listen to with my friend. But I secretly thought they were genuinely sexy. So I would like listen to them on repeat. He also did a couple of like proper erotic audios as well. He did scripts on his Tumblr. And then I don't know why, but one day I googled the script and the script author, and came across another Tumblr page that just posted random erotic audios. Like, they were just like copy and paste audios that they'd found, and I came across an audio by a guy who's very well known on here, and listened to it, and I was like, oh my god, this is everything I've been looking for. It's still one of my favourites of his. Well, A, because it's done so well, B, because it's extremely, he's incredibly sexy, and it makes me, it's good, it does the job, and C, because I relate to it a lot. Like, it's very, I really like it. I really like the scenario that he came up with. And he does, and he talk he does a lot of meta audios as well. So he would talk a lot about GWA, and I was, like, oh, okay, this sounds interesting, let's go online and find this stuff. Christ. Train of thought is completely gone. Stuff. Oh yeah, so yeah, I found Gone Wild Audio, and at first it was a bit, it scared, intimidated me, not scared me, it intimidated me a little bit. And also, I've gotten so used to this, I'm just going to very subtly turn this up a bit. I've gotten very used to this guy's voice, and it's kind of like that was the familiar voice to me, so it kind of felt weird hearing other voices. It's like, oh, this is new territory, I don't like it. And so I kind of, and it also, it was the time, it was around Christmas time, that I went on Gonwild Audio, and I was like, oh god, there's going to be loads of like Santa scenarios and stuff. And I was like, and I was just like, oh god, no, don't really, that doesn't really do anything for me. So I left it for a while, and then I think like around February I came back. I was like, okay, fuck it, and then listened it to it for a bit, listened to some audios for a bit, and found myself really enjoying them. And then I lurked for a while, and like apart from really enjoying the audios. It's really hard to actually string a sentence together now. Apart from really enjoying the audios, I really love the community as well. Like, oh shit, my phone, sorry. I really love the community as well. And I really wanted to be a part of the community. Like, I really wanted to get to know these people. And fortunately, I'm old enough to have gotten to a point in my life where it's like, I feel really confident with my body, and I do feel, sexy, and I do think I'm good looking, not in a vain sense, but in a kind of, I'm comfortable with this kind of sense. And over the past few years, over the past few years, my confidence has grown amazingly. So, I mean, like with myself. So, I thought about it, I think, for like 2 days. It's a very well thought out decision. And I decided to start posting, which is a huge step for me. Like, I never thought I'd ever want to do anything like this. Like, never in my life. And I felt like, I really admired people that could, and I thought, I mean, if you told me a few months ago that I would be recording and posting audios of myself making these noises on the internet, I wouldn't have fucking believed you. But now I absolutely, I love being on here, and it's been such a good experience. And it's fucking hell. I can't fucking think anymore. But yeah, I love being on TWA, and I don't know what else to talk about. Fuck my life. Yeah, that's my experience of going to GWA. I would name the couple of two people on Tumblr that got me into it, but no, I'm pretty sure I've already messaged one of them actually. That's quite embarrassing. Oh well. Yeah, I wanted to record this to see if I could actually I could actually talk about something and like, without any like I've put nearly no thought or planning into what I was gonna say, so I wanted to kind of challenge myself to see if I could just talk about shit. Masturbating, and up until this point, it's going really well. I don't think it's going to go very well for the rest of the audio. I don't know about you. God, you know what? It's also been the first time in ages since I've masturbated without listening to something on GWA or listening to something like sexy. This is literally just the sound of my own voice. Which I don't really find sexy. So, it's interesting to know that I could do it. It's usually I get the help of one of you lovely people to get me there. This is a very new experience for me. Usually I'm so bad at just talking in general, like I'm the worst at conversations. I usually need so much help to actually get a response out of me. Like usually I just stick to yes and no and whatever. 'Cause I'm quite socially awkward, so well I can I can be around people kind of need some poking and prodding to actually engage them in conversation. Sorry if there's a lot of shuffling and stuff. I'm just trying to get myself comfortable. Realise I probably should have put a new battery in my vibrator. God, my God, it would be embarrassing if this died on me. Sometimes I forget to breathe when I'm masturbating. I'll hold my breath for like 20 seconds and then have to remind myself to fucking exhale. But then other times it's just like quick breaths, which I've gotten some compliments on this lovely website. Thank you for that. Oh, what the fuck am I talking about? I don't know. My brain's melting. Oh, God, here's an interesting fact. It just popped into my head. I saw this on the quiz show a few years ago. Shakespeare. Quite a few terms for the word orgasm, and one of them was melting. Oh, so there you go. I'm melting very slowly. Very slowly, because this vibrator is going to run out of battery soon. But I'll be damned if I don't get my fucking orgasm first. Oh, that's better. So I hope you enjoyed me talking about shit. Well, not shit, but you know. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.